Hey everybody, Lauren here, and welcome to another episode of Fit Friends Friday. As you probably learned from the title, today I want to talk to you guys about how to know when to slow down versus speeding up. My personality and my message with business goals and fitness is generally one on longevity and consistency rather than peak performance. And what I mean by that is you have people that are really focused on doing your best all the time and pushing yourself to reach newer and higher goals. Now, I think that sounds great. I find myself and when I chat with people, I find myself saying more things that are more of do your best as frequently and as often as you can, but that doesn't mean necessarily pushing yourself. Sometimes that might mean that you need to slow down. Sometimes that means you need to speed up. But my view is that long-term, if you're trying to reach your goals, your long-term effort will get you to where you want to go. So with that being said, I want you to ask yourself the following questions when you're trying to decide, do you need to slow down or do you need to speed up? I'll use one example for fitness and one example for business, because I know we have some entrepreneurial people that listen, of course, and we also have some people that are not entrepreneurs or not really in business, and you guys kind of relate more to our fitness examples. So let's say that you are training for your first half marathon and you have a goal in mind of a pace that you want to run at. So in your training, you're trying to stay at this pace. Let's say it's like a 9-minute mile. You know, you're trying to stay under a 9-minute mile because that's going to get you to where your goal is, but you're struggling with it. You know, you're tired and you don't feel like you're getting that recovery in, and you just haven't been able to keep up that pace through your long runs. The question is, should you slow down literally or should you speed up? Should you push yourself a little harder and focus on what's going to motivate you? Should you add in different exercises, cross training that's going to help you be faster? Should you really just dive deeper into this goal, or should you back off? I first want you to ask this question. Have you tried to slow down, or have you tried to speed up already? So I think each of us have either one personality or the other. So we're either going to speed up to see if it helps, or we're going to back off to see if that helps. So what have you tried? Which one have you tried? If you haven't tried one of them, try one. You know, back off a little bit. Does it help? If it doesn't help, then you know it's not the right thing. So let's say that with the running example that you've backed off. You've given yourself a couple extra days to recover, and then you got back to a run. Were you able to reach your goal? Did you feel better? Well, as always, we want you to listen to your body. We want you to be in tune with your intuition and your physical body. So if backing off helped, well, then you probably should back off a little bit. And maybe that the goal you set wasn't the right goal. Maybe you need to reconsider it and set another goal. But if slowing down just hasn't really helped and you're like, oh man, now I'm just like not even running as much, or I've taken more breaks, but I'm also not getting faster. I'm just kind of in this blah spot. Well, then challenge yourself to speed up. Challenge yourself to look at all the parameters that might help you and to research more about the goal and just diving deeper into that goal to see if you can hit it. Because sometimes you do have to ask more of yourself. And if you haven't experienced this yet, then give it a shot, because it's pretty incredible. Sometimes I find that whenever I tell myself, whenever I'm having like a pity party of, oh my gosh, I have so much on my plate, if like another thing gets added to my plate, sometimes my attitude and my brain just kind of switches and I'm like, I got this. I can handle this. Like, bring it on. So sometimes you do have to ask more of yourself and remind yourself that you can handle it, and remind yourself, I can run at this pace. I've done this before. I can do this. And push yourself and find that motivation, whether it's music or following more inspiring people on Instagram, etc. So try one of those out and see which one seems to work. The second question I want you to ask yourself is this the right focus right now? So with the running example, maybe you're just like really focusing on this training for this half marathon, but something else in your personal life is kind of crumbling. Is focusing on the running the best thing for you to do right now? Is the reason that you're not meeting your goal because you just don't have the mental capacity to focus on that right now? Now, with exercise and with business and our careers, sometimes they're good outlets for when we have other stuff going on in our personal life. But it's not always the best time if we're going through something to push ourselves in other ways. So consider that. Is this the right focus at the right time? All right, so let's talk through this as if it's a business goal. Let's say you just started a business and you're not seeing the traction that you thought you would or that you want to see. So that first question I want you to ask yourself is, has slowing down helped or has speeding up helped? So if I invest more time and more energy into this business, is it then going to blossom? Or do I need to kind of sink back, stick with what I've been doing, and just kind of put in that effort, that baseline effort for the next couple of months instead of like pushing myself to like recommit to hitting some business goal? Which one have you tried and is it helping? Definitely with business goals, my personality is to dive in, to do more and more and to test things and to, you know, make it happen. I mean, that's our thing, right? But sometimes you kind of have to just put those blinders on, as Katie and I like to say, put like your blinders on and just do the work. And don't add the glitz, don't add the glam, don't get distracted by all the shiny objects of things that you could do that might grow your business. Just stick with what you're doing and do the hard work. So give one of those a try and see which one helps. And then second question, ask yourself, is this the right thing to focus on right now? I always seem to be in a growth period with my business when it's like the least convenient time, but it works for me. So it's not necessarily like I have an infant and I'm growing my business, but it works for me. It's a great outlet for me right now. And I feel like I'm in the right spot. So even if it doesn't seem like it's the best time, it might be, but maybe it's not a great time for you. And maybe your focus can't or shouldn't be on your business. Maybe it needs to be on your health. Maybe it needs to be on your mental health, or you need to be focusing more on your family or on your relationships. Like, know that there's always going to be a time to focus on your physical health. There's always going to be a time to focus on your business, but it might not be this moment. All in all, I think we each have our go-to on whether or not we slow down when things get tough or if we speed up when things get tough. But know that there are instances where you gotta slow down and there are instances where you have to speed up, where you gotta put it into high gear and put all your cards on the table. Let me know an example in your life where you've just gone all in and it's paid off. And a time that you slowed down, maybe even though you didn't really want to, but it was the right thing to do at the time. Let me know on Instagram. Our handle is FitFriendsHappyHour. And just comment on the most recent post or the post for this specific episode. All right, that's it for this Friday episode. Thanks so much for listening, as always. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button, and we will talk to you very soon. Bye.